boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
It's time to finally reveal the big announcement that we have.
Right now?
Yeah, right.
Oh, well, okay.
Unless you want to do it later.
No, I kind of want to do it right now.
Stuck the Wagon is back!
Yay! We are bringing it back!
We did this last year for the holiday season for our furry friends at Cedar Valley Humane Society, and we're bringing it back.
We are, because honestly, we were shocked with the amount of donations that we got last year, all the pet supplies, and we thought, why not outdo ourselves this year?
It's been 365 days, give or take. I'm not very good at math.
Well, yeah. Right.
Since we've been stuck in the back of a trunk, but we're willing to do it again.
That's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to take the show out on the road live from the Tyson's parking lot. Uh-huh. Off of 16th Avenue Southwest here in Cedar Rapids. We will literally be in the trunk of the Z102.9 station wagon doing the show as normal. And you have the chance to come by and bring by any sort of donation for the Cedar Valley Humane Society.
That could be whatever you think of. Food for kitties, dogs. That could be a gift card.
There's so many things on the wish list for Cedar Valley. So we have the full list on our website at KZIA.com or the Z102.9 app. And we're starting 1 week from today.
Yes. Next Monday, our show live from a trunk.
Exactly.
Taking your donations.
And then multiple Mondays after that. You can see those dates also on KZIA.com.
You know what's funny is I saw somebody in the kitchen earlier today, and they were like, are you ready for Stuff the Wagon?
Dude.
Are you ready for the cold? Did you buy anything new this year? Did you learn your lesson?
I haven't.
Neither have I.
We'll be bundled up. We'll have the heated blankets rocking,
yep.
And we cannot wait to see everybody come out this year.
Yeah. Excited to see you help us out again for Stuff the Wagon. Back again, second year at Tyson's on 16th Avenue, 3 to 7 on Monday. We're going to be doing our show live.
Yes, and we really want to beat last year.
Yeah, we do.
So show up and show out.
We're competitive.
A little bit.
Do you have any smart devices in your house?
Yeah, I have a Amazon Echo.
Oh, okay.
I think that's it.
Just one?
Yeah, just one.
Gotcha. I have a couple Amazon Alexas. I've got a couple like smart like light bulbs,
yeah,
and
yeah,
plug-ins and all that fun jazz. And I like to get a little snotty, little lippy with my Alexa sometimes, because why not?
Okay.
She can't slap me versus a human.
Well, not yet. Someday.
That's true. But it's fun because, you know, like I said, I won't ruin a friendship with her. You know what I'm saying? So on Saturday, I happened to wake up and I had asked her, what time is it? And she told me the time, and then she was like, would you like me to wake you up to happy music in the morning?
Okay.
I was like, no, I want you to wake me up to sad, depressing music. I was kind of thinking, like Sarah McLachlan, Arms of the Angel. That's what I want to make up.
What a weird way to wake up.
And in that moment, Alexa just went, dunk, and did nothing. She did not like that response.
She didn't answer at all.
Normally she will, but that moment she did not like that answer when I was like, no, I just went sad, depressing music.
So did it work? Did she wake you up to sad music?
No, she hasn't waked. She's yet to wake me up to sad, depressing music. So if that tells you anything.
Well, she's looking out for the rest of us.
Why?
Because I can't imagine what kind of mood you'd be in the rest of the day.
That is
horrible.
True. That would be very, very bad for me.
I'm siding with Alexa on this one. Here's
what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
So the Wall Street Journal, I never start any sentence like that.
I was going to say wrong radio station. Just kidding.
No, actually, I'm going to talk about them because they put out a story about how they're saying a new hot trend for college kids is to have your parents come and party with you.
Why is the Wall Street Journal talking about
I don't know, but the headline is quite jarring. It's 10 a.m. and dad's doing Jello shots. Must be parents weekend.
No.
So they've talked to a lot of different universities across the country saying that it's becoming more common, I guess. There's always been parents weekends at colleges for like frats and sororities. You've got homecoming that happens every year with like football season. But for whatever reason, it's like a major trend to have the parents come and then like go crazy, I guess. They're playing beer pong. They're doing shots. Jello.
Everybody.
I don't know, man. There was a lot of like people, students and parents quoted throughout the article saying that they're fun and they are cool with partying.
Well, you tailgated with your parents.
I have.
Is there drinking involved? That's a dumb question because most of the time tailgating, there isn't drinking.
The answer is yes. I didn't do that when I was in college, though. Mind you, I was on the dance team, so I couldn't.
I wouldn't even do it now, Taylor.
What?
Okay. Yes. Okay, but that's fun. That's only because, like, I have only probably have ever seen a beer in my dad's hand 3 times in my life.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
Because, like, the only time my dad's like one of those people that he only drinks if someone hands him a beer.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, I've never seen that man drink, ever. It's like, the only time I can ever think of it is he used to play softball a lot when I was younger, like, with his buddies or whatever. Yeah. And it would only be if they won and a buddy handed him a beer. That's it. I've never seen my dad drunk. Nothing.
Really?
So then
this is really weird for you to think.
It would be more like seeing your teacher out in public and you don't want to see that. It's more like, I just don't want to see my dad like that. That's weird. I can't do it.
There was one time I wasn't in a sorority and I was not into the fraternities or whatever. And I'm sure it's different at Kirkwood too, because that's not really a thing. But I did have my mom come out with me to the bars once in Iowa City.
No.
Once was enough for all 4 years.
Yep, that's what
what I will say.
I mean, no shocker here, but I got a Christmas boot camp update for you.
Of course. 'Tis the season.
And this is going to be a big one for you, not going to lie. So much, including a big thrift haul I did over the weekend. I got 3 new reefs.
Oh.
Because you know what? The animals can't get to the reefs. So I went nutty, all right?
Okay.
Don't judge me.
No, I'm not. I'm just taking in this information.
We did finally redo the Christmas tree, the one that is in the living room that's a colorful Christmas tree. The bottom half that our dog chewed off the wires.
Oh, yeah.
And Mochi climbed on it, knocked it over.
It finally happened.
We only had to redo the bottom half of the Christmas lights because the top half were fine.
Mm-hmm.
So we redid that. It's all good. It was lit last night.
Good.
So
Christmas is restored.
Christmas is back to normal, baby.
Good.
Which is amazing. So that's all grand and awesome. And I've noticed that the cat and the dog kind of like laid off a little bit. The cat, I think, is more embarrassed that his fat butt knocked it over and is ashamed of himself, as he should be. And then I've kind of nipped the dog in the butt every time he gets close to the wires. And we've kind of hung him up to maybe they're not as close for him to catch.
Gnaw on?
Yes. I went even more crazy.
Okay.
Taylor, I bought a second Christmas tree.
Why? The whole point of Christmas boot camp, by the way, was you have 2 new animals, a puppy and a cat.
Uh-huh.
You wanted to go a little, you wanted to rein it in this year to see how the animals reacted. Uh-huh. So now you just added a second tree.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I have a problem. This is why I told you, I asked Neighbor Man, do you want to break up with me? Because I have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I might need to go to class or something to get this problem figured out. But I bought a new Christmas tree. I'm very excited about it. It's a white, like, has white lights on it. And I bought ornaments.
Which you also said you weren't going to do because the animals will knock them off.
I will say, when I was at the store, at the thrift store, we opened the box up and it was full of pink ornaments. So now I have a pink tree, which is what I wanted.
Okay.
And I wasn't going to buy them. And my sister, because I told my sister, I don't think that the animals can handle it. I think they're going to break them. She said, let's test them. So she threw it on the floor.
Oh, my God.
To see. And it bounced right back up. So they're not like they're not shattered. Like they're not going to shatter. I think they're
that's
plastic.
Good. Yeah, yeah.
So I have a second tree in the bedroom.
Have they noticed that yet?
Or? They have. And all that the little dog has done is just use the restroom on
I mean, Christmas is still a month away.
We haven't even hit December, Taylor.
It's going to be a long holiday season. Christmas boot camp is officially started at my house.
Welcome, soldier.
Thanks to you. You kind of inspired me to, well, you kind of bullied me into decorating this early.
That's more honest. That's more accurate.
And with that comes boot camp when you got animals.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, if you live with a man, calls for some boot camp.
Mm-hmm.
So my tree is officially up, but I got a new tree from my sister, just like a hand-me-down. She was like, hey, does anybody in the family want this? And I was like, me. The tree I have is too big for where I live now, and hers was smaller. So I picked it up over the weekend with my boyfriend, and we were like, oh my God, she's giving us like an LED remote control pre-lit.
Love those.
Color changing tree, because that's what was on the box. And we were like, dude, we scored big time. This is the best hand-me-down ever. We get home and start putting it together. And I'm like, do you see any like light strings anywhere? Like cords? He's like, no, it's not pre-lit. Where's the remote? And I'm like, I think we've been duped.
Oh, no.
I think they put up their new tree and then put this old tree in that box and gave it to us. So that, I mean, I'm grateful to have a new tree, but I was like, okay, so this is now going to turn into something we didn't expect. Boot camp in session. We got to go get lights.
Oh, now you got to agree on the color. You know, what are we doing?
Luckily, we do. We both like white lights.
Okay, there we go.
But we did not buy enough lights.
Oh, God, Taylor.
I have no concept of feet.
Neither do I.
As in measurements. So I got 3 boxes from the Dollar Tree, and I was like, this will be plenty. This tree's skinny. It was not. They say you should build furniture with your partner before you get married. I say you need to string lights on a tree, a Christmas tree, because it was the most frustrating.
It's hard.
It is, because number one, Christmas trees are itchy. Number two, they're flimsy. So if anybody's tugging too hard, you're knocking the whole thing over.
My question is how close to the edge of the tree, or how far back do you push it? Or you know what I'm saying? Like,
yep.
Do you put it towards the center or towards the edge? Or how
both?
Many layers do you put on just one layer?
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I have too many questions. This is why I like to have them pre-lit.
Well, now I know better. And now we were sitting last night looking at it like, oh God, we need more strings of lights.
This looks stupid.
He's like, well, there's like a big bald spot right there where there's no lights. And I was like, no more. You're not allowed to say that to me,
mm-hmm.
because I'm already upset about this.
Mm-hmm.
So he is going through boot camp, learning what he can and can't comment on.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, the amount of lights on the tree, off limits. My cats have been horrible.
Already?
Uh-huh. As I was putting it up, I was trying to be like, okay, how can I get them to not even be interested in this? So it's the kind of tree where you like hook on each branch.
Oh, yeah.
So I was chasing my cat Romeo around with him in an effort to scare him.
Yes.
It didn't work.
Oh.
He thought it was a game. And then
this is fun, Mom.
Uh-huh. As soon as I got the top piece on, because, you know, the top is always, like, just all in one section.
Yeah.
I put that on. I turn around. And then I turn back to look at the tree, and my cat is hanging off the side of it.
Shut up.
He scaled it. I don't know how he did it. He did it stealthily. He was silent. So now the water bottle, the squirt bottle, is officially back out in the living room so that I can squirt him every time that he scales the tree. And I'm waiting on ornaments until he decides it's not a fun toy anymore.
Uh-huh.
The last thing that I got was some nice decorative pine cones.
Uh-huh.
And they are all over my house because he thinks they're a toy.
Yum.
So that's my Christmas so far.
It's a soaking wet Christmas tree. Because you have to spray it.
Exactly that.
You should have gotten a real one, because then you would have watered it and gotten things done.
At this point, next year, I'm like, I'm not even going to have a dream.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Well,
go ahead.
There's nothing happening.
I knew it. I was ready with the crickets. I have them on ready. They're in a bucket.
Dude, things are boring.
Go back
over
in your
here.
Buckets, guys.
It's boring. There's nothing. I don't know what it is. As soon as fall comes, there's no action outside.
Oh, I'll tell you this. You already missed somebody on a bicycle earlier.
What?
Yeah. Do you even do the Taylor window? You should be fired from the
Taylor
window.
I don't look until I'm supposed to.
Well, first off, you're blind. There's two big giant windows. Your blind is closed. The other blind is partially open. And earlier I saw somebody riding their bicycle. Good for you. Getting some exercise.
Yeah, good for them.
It's a little cold and I wouldn't want to.
We're also on top of a hill. Good for them.
You know what? You're right. I would not want to do that.
If there was one place I wouldn't want to bike, it would be to here.
Can I ask you a serious question?
Sure.
Do you ever drive up a hill and you think immediately as you're driving up a hill, I wouldn't want to bike up that, or I wouldn't want to walk up that? I was going to my sister's house this weekend and I took a road that I'm not normally used to. And as my car is thunk, 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 trying to get up the hill.
Is it really making that noise?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
You know what kind of cars I drive. I was like, God, I wouldn't want to walk up this or I wouldn't drive up this. And I don't know if that's just my thought every time I go up a hill or if that's normal people's thoughts.
Okay. Not often, all but right. Now I will be thinking about that anytime I drive here.
That is me every time. I don't want to walk up
I'm
that.
Real glad I'm not walking right now.
I don't want to drive that.
Out of breath.
I want to ride that. I think that every time.
Well, and now I will. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
So much. And I'm going to appreciate driving more.
Yeah, because your car doesn't go thunk, thunk, thunk.
Well, and yeah, you should maybe go get that checked.
That's why all the emojis are lit.
Oh, God.
What's something you believe brings you good or bad luck? Tell us at 319-200-1029. Because this is going to sound so stupid, but I believe filling your car up with a full tank of gas gives me bad luck.
Please explain.
Let me explain.
Please explain.
Because I have been dinged numerous times that if I fill my car up full of gas, you know, full tank and everything.
Which never happens because this woman is constantly driving on E.
Mm-hmm.
Constantly.
For days.
Most days when we leave, you're like, I hope I make it home. Like, okay, don't call me.
I know I can last 3 days on E. That's how often she knows. She's wrong. Not wrong. I will last 3 days on E. Mm-hmm. And most of it's every day. Anytime I have filled my tank up all the way full, 2 to 3 days later, it ends up at I have to get it fixed somehow, some way. Like, something happens. I have to go take it to the auto shop because, like, the belt breaks or I don't know. I don't know car stuff.
What's
don't
that
make
got
me
to
explain.
Do with the gas?
I don't know, Taylor, but every time I fill it up full of gas, something bad happens. But if I don't and I do half a tank or if I just do $10 or $15, we're all good. All good under the hood, baby. All good. Nothing bad happens. So this frustrates neighbor man so much because we really, really needed gas. It was on E for 2 days.
God.
On Saturday when I was taking him to work and I was like, oh, don't worry, I'll fill it up for you later. But then it was like yelling at us on the way to take him to work. He's like, I don't think we can fill it up later. I think it needs to be filled up now. I was like, fine, take my car, put $20 in. But he gets out of the car and he just fills it up. And I was like, why are you not taking, it's my turn to pay for the gas. Mm-hmm. And he's like, no, because you don't fill it up full and it drives me nuts.
Because you guys share
Because we share
that
a car,
vehicle.
Yeah. And he's like, I just want it full.
So that was a couple days ago.
But he filled it up, so it's fine.
Oh, so it's a you thing.
It's me, Taylor. If I fill a car up full, we're doomed. If he did it, it's fine. It's all good under the hood if he did it. I cannot.
It sounds to me like you just don't want to fill it up so that he'll fill it up.
You know what? You figured it out.
I know. If you didn't realize, today's 11-11, which is supposed to be a lucky day.
I know. I was like, too bad I didn't make a wish at 11-11 on 11-11. How cool that would have been.
Oh, you can do it at 11-11 tonight.
Girl, that's if I'm still awake.
Well, because it's supposed to be a lucky day, we're talking about those random things that you believe bring you good or bad luck.
Mm-hmm.
You can call us at 319-200-1029. I know my brother has this really weird thing. Like, for instance, if we're in the car and there's like a thermostat thingy that you can turn, he has to have it on even numbers.
Mm.
Because if it's on an odd number, he thinks that it brings bad juju. I don't know what it is, but if he gets in your car, just know he's messing with the volume. If it's on like 13,
yep,
he's going to change it to 12 or 14, or the like temperature in the car. That's his weird thing.
Okay, that there's somebody here that's kind of like that. I haven't figured out who it is, but somebody will stop the microwave in the kitchen before it hits zero. Have you not seen
it? No.
Well, they don't clear it out ever.
Well, it's not me.
They don't ever clear it out, but they stop it. I have seen it before.
Mm.
It drives me bonkers.
Well,
but
maybe
they stop
they
it before it hits zero. Well, they're like, if I don't do it, it's bad luck.
Yeah, it's a weird superstition. That's what we want to know from you. What's that strange thing that you believe brings you good or bad luck? You can call us and tell us about it at 319-200-1029.
What's something you believe brings you good or even like bad luck? You can tell us at 319-200-1029.
I have something for when I go thrifting, okay? And I'm about to drop some knowledge on you. If you are like, I like thrifting, but sometimes I go and I don't find anything, mm-hmm. and then other times I go and I find everything under the sun. I have come to the realization that I cannot get a cart to start. So if I'm going in and I even have like a list of things that I'm looking for in my brain, like, oh, I really want to find Christmas sweaters, or I want to find ornaments, or whatever is in my brain, doesn't matter. I don't even care if I'm looking for a full-size mirror. You do not grab the cart until the cart needs you. Because if you walk in with the cart, you're not going to find anything. But anytime I do go in and I don't immediately grab a cart, if I just start walking around and I pick stuff up and my arms start to hurt and the hangers mm-hmm. are digging into my arm, then I can go get the cart. Until I need it, I will not touch it. Or I walk out empty-handed.
Every time?
Pretty much every time. I didn't learn this until, I don't know, the last couple months, because I feel like I've been thrifting for like a year maybe on the regular. And I was having that problem where I'm walking in and I'm like, God, I'm not finding anything that I like. It's because I was grabbing the cart, expecting to find the world. And the cart says no.
Is this happened at every store outside of thrifting?
No.
Oh, it's just thrifting.
No. Well, yes. And just at thrifting, because I feel like you never know what you're going to find. Mm-hmm. It's always different. But if I'm going to Target, I'm getting the cart, because then Target tells me what I need.
And it doesn't matter.
And it does not matter what I find.
I might have not turned the microphones on. We'll start there.
Mm-hmm. Welcome.
But I might have the weirdest Thanksgiving ever.
Coming to you because why? Well, I know your parents don't live in state, which
nope.
always makes it a little bit odd to navigate.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't imagine it would be any weirder than any other year.
Well, so my family, it's gonna, I think, I mean, obviously with my parents not being here, it's gonna be pretty normal. It's just gonna be me and my siblings. I don't think we're doing a turkey or anything. We're doing game night, which will probably be just like cheese and crackers, some alcohol, and that's it.
That's all you really need.
And then neighbor man, we're going to go to his mom's house on Thanksgiving. He's got it off. I've got it off. We're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Normal Thanksgiving. It's the day after that I guess we're having the weirdest Thanksgiving ever. And that's because, we're supposed to have it at his dad's house.
Yeah.
And I say supposed to because neighbor man doesn't know if he has it off of work.
Mm.
I do. We're not here.
Right.
It's Black Friday. The company considers it a holiday.
Right.
So you and I are going to be off. Woohoo. He's not.
Mm.
Maybe. So his dad's having Thanksgiving, and they were like, well, if you can't come, neighbor man, she can. We like her.
Oh.
So I might go to Thanksgiving without him. Is that weird?
You have to.
What do you mean I have to?
I feel like you must.
Why?
Especially if they said to you, yeah, we like you. You should come. Now, if you don't go,
am I going to be hated?
You're going to lose points. I feel like if you show up and you can like hang out with the fam, even without neighbor man, that means you made it. You made it into the family.
That is true. That's kind of what I was thinking. I also felt like this is prime time for me to ask for all the embarrassing baby photos, all the embarrassing baby stories. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be honest with you. I got so many embarrassing baby photos. You got tons of me. Just all I used to do was run around butt naked.
Mm-hmm.
That was when I was a baby. We got tons of photos like that. I bet you there's some of those. I want to see them of neighbor man.
It's the time to get all the dirt out of
them
to be like, so what do you know?
What kind of tea?
Hey, by the way, he doesn't clean the stovetop. How do I make him do that?
How do I get him to clean the stove?
You get all the juicy information without him there.
And I eat turkey again.
There you go. Woo!
You Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I know you're going to be excited about this, Destiny. We're going to talk about holiday shopping.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Tis the season. I feel like there's tons of like surveys and stuff coming out about like the hottest toy of the year and the must-buys. And I think Oprah's favorite things list has come
out.
I think it came out.
I do enjoy looking at that list. Half the stuff I can't afford, but I do enjoy watching.
It's fun to imagine. But there was a study that happened about how we're going about our holiday shopping this year. Number one.
Can I just say, I think everybody went this weekend.
Okay. You're proving my point.
Because, oh my God, I drove past Lindale Mall and the parking lot was, I don't think there was a single spot open. Then we drove past like Hobby Lobby, TJ Maxx, and like all, no parking spots were open. Mm-hmm. And I turned to neighbor man and I go, what's happening? Do people know something I don't know? And he's like, I think people are shopping now. I was like, it's November.
Okay.
It felt, honestly, looking at the parking lots, it felt like it was the week of Christmas. It was that nutty.
Well, that's exactly right. Because out of this study, 3 out of 4 Americans are going to be participating in slow shopping this year. Let me explain.
Slow shopping.
Slow shopping is you're starting your shopping earlier. Like you said, it's only early November
and
people
are out.
That
makes so much more sense.
They're making more frequent but smaller trips.
Okay.
And they're being more mindful of what they buy this year. So instead of waiting until the week before and then being like, oh my God, I have to go on a marathon shopping spree the Saturday before to find everything, people are going maybe to a store or two or the mall on Saturday and just picking out things that they're like, yes, this is for sure something I need to buy. But then if there's other things that you're kind of on the fence about, you know it's there, but you still have time to go back, if that makes sense.
Got it.
So, yeah, slow shopping also is being used to take advantage of more deals and, like, promotions. Mm-hmm. Because if, again, you see a TV out and you're like, that could be it, but I'm going to wait and see if it goes on sale, because it probably will for, like, Black Friday and stuff. That's slow shopping. We're being more mindful. We're taking our time.
You know, what's funny is, without even knowing there was a name on it, I was already kind of thinking I was going to do something about this with like Neighbor Man. My goal was that I wanted to get him something kind of week by week because I know I'm getting some kind of like pricier things that I didn't want to just blow a whole paycheck
that
in
too.
1 week. I kind of wanted to like get things one by one so it didn't just feel like, oh my God, I'm going to have to eat ramen until next week.
Yeah, you're budgeting it out. That's another good reason for it.
But yeah, that makes so much more sense. Okay, well, beware. Parking lots will be full.
From now until probably Christmas Eve.
Wear your Apple Watches because you will be having steps in.
Oh, you're going to get those steps.
I was so excited to go to Neighbor Man's stepmom's birthday party. It was a surprise yesterday.
Nice.
I was so excited about this. It was supposed to be me, Neighbor Man, obviously stepmom, his dad, and then his stepbrothers and their significant others as well.
Okay, whole fam.
Yeah, right? And I was really looking forward to it. And we're sitting down, we're eating, and that's when I realized the Neighbor Man and I stuck out like a sore thumb because this is the first like gathering that we've really had as a family since I've kind of like joined the family.
Yeah.
The only other time we've been together was a wedding. So we had to dress up for that.
Uh-huh.
And then the other thing that we were together was putt-putt. So I remember the day was so cold. We were all wearing winter coats. So you couldn't really see what everybody was wearing. But when we were eating pizza last night at the dinner table, everybody was wearing sweatpants, sweatshirts, except for me and Neighbor Man. Well, we were in jeans and a nice top. Like, we dressed up because I figured, I don't know, it's a birthday party, we would probably dress up.
Mm-hmm.
And so we stuck out like a sore thumb. And I was so embarrassed because I was like, oh my God, was there a memo? Did we dress down? Like, I don't know how his family works. And so I asked him and he was like, I don't know.
Oh, okay. Failure number one.
You're supposed to tell me how your family works. I need to know because I felt like a dweeb being all cute and glamorous. I curled my hair and everything, Taylor, so I definitely stood out, okay? Mm-hmm. They all looked like, you know, they just rolled out of bed. And that's fine. I don't care, right? But I looked like I was going to run the the walkway, you know, like Victoria's Secret model or something. And that's fine. I don't care how everybody looks, but we all need to be on the same page.
Right. I will say it's good that it went that way, not the opposite. Like, what? You would rather show up looking like too nice than show up looking like really dressed down and have them be like, oh God, she's a slob.
Well, they are all dressed up like Victoria's Secret models, whatever it be. Yeah.
That's probably the better of the two scenarios, but I have to say Neighborman has to get it together.
Seriously, because I don't know how Thanksgiving's going to be. That's what I asked him. I said, how's Thanksgiving going to work? How's Christmas going to work? Because I'm not showing up again, dolled up to the nine, right? And then they come in sweats. Again, I don't care if they do, but then I want to show up
in
sweats.
You want to know. I think last year was the first time I went to my boyfriend's Thanksgiving, and I brought him to mine, and I told him, listen, like, we're really, really casual. Like, I mean, you could wear sweatpants, or if you want to wear jeans, I'm sure my dad will be wearing jeans. The man wears jeans to let the dog outside. But everybody else dresses really comfy because we don't have extended family coming in. It's super low key. So then when it came to his Thanksgiving, I was like, what's the vibe?
What are we wearing?
Are you having outside family in? Is it just us? Like, what are we doing here? And he told me, dress comfortable. I'm wearing sweatpants. My brother's going to be wearing sweatpants. And my parents, who cares? And I was like, okay. So I wore something like pretty comfortable and cozy because I wanted to eat mashed potatoes in excess. But that was good. I was glad he told me and he was actually honest about it, because I would have been really annoyed if he was like, no, it's not a big deal. I showed up comfy and they've got like sweaters and skirts and boots on.
No, it's a big deal because I don't want to show up. The next thing that we're going to get together is Thanksgiving. I don't want to show up thinking, okay, if we all just did a birthday party in sweats, now that I'm assuming Thanksgiving sweats, and then now that's when they're going to glam up and I'm going to look like a dweeb coming to Thanksgiving in sweats.
I think you need to bring a costume change in the car.
What?
Just, like, wear your comfy clothes, make Neighborman go inside first and say, hey everybody, I gotta go help Destiny in the car with the
cranberry sauce.
The cranberry sauce. And then he can be like, no, oh my God, abort, you've got to change.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
Yesterday, we were talking about, like, what's the most embarrassing thing that happened to you when you got pulled over? And oh my God, our phone lines, our text line, our Facebook page popped off.
Because it's happened to everybody.
Everybody's been embarrassed while being pulled over, and that's okay.
Oh yeah.
Hopefully you don't have that happen to you tonight. Be safe out there.
Go the speed limit.
Taylor.
Make full stops.
Destiny.
And use your turn signal.
I don't know who that one is about.
I don't know. I think somebody didn't use a turn signal or something.
So I wanted to kind of continue that conversation because honestly, it just kind of blew up.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight's trivia question is about cars.
Good.
Here's the question. 50% of car owners feel like they can do this repair without having to call a mechanic. Taylor's got nothing. Do you have anything? Can you do
repair?
Anything?
I can vacuum it. That's not a repair, but it's close.
Oh, dear Lord. Somebody help her.
Well, you can text in your guess. Hopefully you're more confident than me at 319-200-1029.
50% of car owners feel like they can do this repair without having to call a mechanic. What is it? Air up a tire. That's about as good as I can do.
Hey,
can you do that?
Yeah, I can. I can do that.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of you.
Is that a repair, though? I don't know. Whatever.
Is it, though? I can't fix it. If it's got a hole, I'm out.
No, yeah, me too.
Don't call me.
Do not leave
me. But if
me.
You need it aired up, I'm good.
I can do that.
If you need me to measure how much air is in it, I'm out.
Oh, I can do that.
Okay.
Anyways, not about
you.
Us.
I'm going to call you then.
Don't. Do not. You can text in your guests at 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on
Z102.9. 50% of car owners feel like they could do this repair without even having to call a mechanic. What is it?
Must be nice. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, Brenda said change headlights.
No.
I've changed a taillight with the help of my father.
No. My ex, the way that he had to change his headlight, he had to take the, like, I don't know, wait, not the bumper, but the whole thing off.
Oh, I don't think I could do that.
No, that's stupid. Who makes a car that you have to take the whole freaking thing off? That's the stupidest thing I've ever
probably
heard.
Probably many.
That's the stupidest.
I don't know.
But the back one, maybe, because usually you just have to take
the cap off.
The
cover.
The siding off, and then you're good.
I was not ripping any siding off.
Well, the carpet or whatever. We don't have the same car.
No.
Maybe I'm not doing it right.
Well, you might not. If you're ripping carpet up, then you might be doing too much.
2770 said change their windshield wipers. I don't think I could do it.
Maybe with a YouTube video. I don't think it could be that maybe. Hard. Because I'm pretty sure people do that regularly. I'm
sure it's just a click. I don't know.
I'd be scared I'd just snap the whole thing off.
Right. I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
I
have no idea.
Not going to try that.
I'll make somebody else do it.
9047 said change a tire.
No.
You would think through all the car problems we have had, and the amount of tires that I have just obliterated, I should be able to change a tire. But every time I cry and I get help from others.
I understand the idea, right?
You
get that thingy-ma-jigger off, right? You get the thingy-ma-jigger, you pump it up.
You jack her out.
That's what that thing is called. And then you... all those little, what are those things called?
Bolts,
thank
nuts,
you.
Something
like that.
I don't know.
You take the tire off, and then you put a new one on, and you put the bullets back on. Is that what it's called?
I don't think there's bullets, but there's
bolts.
What'd
you call it? Oh, that thingy. And then you jack it back down, I think. But see, I'm too afraid that there's a step I'm missing in all of that.
Well, that's also the best case scenario. But the one time that I did try, my bolts or nuts or whatever were like rusted to the tire.
Oh my God, are you serious?
100%.
See, that's a no for me.
Not able to make that one happen on my own.
See, my thing is I missed a step there and then I'm going to drive and then pew, there goes my tire. Because I missed a step, or I didn't put the bolts on strong enough, or whatever it may be.
Mm-mm.
Or I try to jack it up, and I go underneath it. Maybe you're not supposed to go underneath it. I don't know.
That's necessary.
And then it go, boom, down on my head. See? And then there
that's
I go.
The end of you.
Don't hire me as a mechanic.
Absolutely not.
I'm going to recommend that to everybody.
Nobody asked. Not one person asked.
Then maybe don't even hire me as the receptionist, okay? If I said bullets.
Correct. You're going to really scare some owners out there.
Don't hire me. 50% of car owners feel like they can do this repair without having to call a mechanic. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in less than 3 minutes.
We just sound like two dummies.
Oh,
talking about cars.
Dude, I'll own it. I don't know anything.
And this is why, until the day I die, I will call my dad about every little thing. Dad, I hear a little squeaky sound. What does that mean? And I will say that. It sounds squeaky. Mm-hmm. What does it mean? I don't know. And I'll make the sound. It goes squeak, squeak, squeak. What does it mean? Can't tell you.
And every time he tells me, call the mechanic.
Well, then I can't make that squeaky sound to him because he's going to judge me.
I still do.
Do you really? You make the squeaky sound in the mechanic?
Yeah, I'll be like, it sounds like,
50% of car owners feel like they can do this repair without having to call a mechanic. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
This is a lot. 50% of car owners feel like they can change a spark plug without having to call a mechanic.
I just Googled what a spark plug is.
Because
I don't know.
Isn't it the, I think I know what it is. Isn't it the thingy? Yeah, hold on. Let me look.
Wait, you're cheating now too? You just said
I'm
you know what it
positive
is.
About, yeah. Oh. Wait, is it not what I thought it was?
A device that ignites the fuel-air mixture in a vehicle's
combustion
chamber.
This isn't what I thought it was.
I don't know what this is. I don't know where it's located.
Oh, man. Then what's the thingies that have a control panel on the side? I thought I knew what this was. Never mind. I don't know what a spark plug is, but what's the thing that's usually in the side door and it's got a ton of little control? It's like the little brain, I call it. They got tons. And whenever something goes out, I always hope to God it's one of those so it doesn't cost me a ton of money.
It's in your door?
Well, usually. At least it is in my car.
I've never opened my door.
Well, you've never must have had one of these go out. If something bad or something doesn't work in my car, I always hope to God it's one of these because they only cost like $8 to $10, and then it won't cost me at least $200. Now I wish I knew what it was, but it's definitely not this. I don't know what this is, and I have no idea where this goes. Do you know where this goes?
No, this has been the least helpful segment of all time.
I just ruined Let's Get Quizzical and I ruined your life. Call
You're
your dad
welcome.
And ask him where sparkbooks go.
That's exactly what I would do.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.